paragraph of Veze Bechinas Mitzvas Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now you'll understand why the highlight of Pesach, the highlight of the going out of Egypt, is telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, these incredible words, Kol hamarbe l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. Whoever spends more time and more effort expounding on the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is very praiseworthy. Ki ikar hasipur hu lahazkir niflois Hashem v'chasodav atzumim. Because the main telling over of the story is to remember the wonders of Hashem and the incredible kindness of Hashem. Shehitzionu mimitzrayim ba'oisos neirois, that He took us out of Egypt with these awesome miracles. Shaydeze onu mekavim umechakim shegam ato yasim onu neflois. This is what gives us confidence and hope that now also, if we say it's going to take a miracle to get us out of all of this, sure or not, yes, by remembering that there was a time thousands of years ago when Hashem did miracles for us, so He can certainly do it again. In all of these thousands of years, He's gotten a lot of practice and a lot of time to prepare for the real, for the grand slam, for the ultimate miracle, to take us out of this golus. And Hashem will take us out of this long, long exile. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kimei tseischo me'eretz Mitzrayim. Just as in the days when you went out of Egypt, Arenu niflois, I will show you wondrous miracles, talking about the future. So we see the connection. By remembering the Mei Tseischo me'eretz Mitzrayim, this is what inspires us to have faith and confidence and to pray for the miracles that we need today. And as is brought in the Sforim HaKadoshim about this, because by expounding a lot on the story of going out of Egypt, Shehu bechinas hisgalus hatoyra al yedei sipurei maisias shel beker of shonim. This is an example of the revelation of Torah, which was brought about by stories of recent times. Again, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is what led to Matan Torah on Shavuos. Ayidei ze yocholim lahamshich aleinu heora. That's what enables us to tap into those higher level stories, the ancient stories, the stories of Shanim Kadmoniyos. You hear this? Through the story of Beker of Shanim, through the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which leads to Hizgalus HaTorah, which leads to Shavuos, A leads to B, which gives us the ability to tap into C, which is the stories of Shana Kadmonius. How? Kimavoyer Shambat Torah Nal, because Rabbein Zal explains over there in Torah Samach, She'i Efsher Lo'oyre Mehasheno Kim Kishemesoyrim Tchilo Me'atzmoy. Rabbein Zal says it's impossible for a tzaddik, even the highest level tzaddik, to wake somebody out of their sleep, out of their spiritual sleep, without that person showing a little bit of initiative. The person has to wake up a little bit. The person has to show something. The person has to make some minimal effort. Like Hashem says, give me an opening like a needle hole. Pischu li Pesach ke pischoi shel machat, v'ani eftech lecha Pesach ke pischoi shel ulam. You give me the opening of a needle hole, I'll open it up for you like a huge, huge opening. There must be an awakening from below. There has to be some initiative from down below. And the reason why this exile that we're in today is taking such a long, long time is only because of what we just said. Ki bevadai hatzadikei emes shebechol dor hoyo lehem koyach loyoreinu mishnoseinu loytzeinu meagolus boitzim koyachem aniflo. Because it's most definitely fact that the true tzadikim in every generation definitely had the power to wake us up and to take us out of golus using their incredible power. Ach ikur hamaniyu himitzidenu. The main obstacle is from us, from our side. Machma she'ein onu mo'nisoyren koroi klal. Because we're not doing our part at all whatsoever. We're not showing any initiative whatsoever. That makes it impossible for the tzaddikim alone to wake us up, for them themselves to wake us up. As the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Im to'iru, if you will wake up, Im to'iru es ho'avo ad she'techpots, if you will awaken the love, until you want, by showing that you want, ad she'techpots, kemuva, the person has to show a drop of willingness, a drop of this techpots, I want. And if the person shows that little drop of I want, then the tzaddikim can do the to'iru to'iru, then they can wake the person up, then they can really wake him up totally. And regarding this topic, there's all kinds of secrets. There's all kinds of wonders. This is the deepest, one of the deepest issues in the whole concept of Golos and Geula and Klal Yisrael. This whole issue of realizing what we have to do, what Hashem does, what we do, what the tzaddikim do, and what's up to us to do. We know there's a pasuk, Uberachticha b'chol asher ta'aseh. Hashem says, I will bless you with whatever you do. And the Sforim write again, you have to do, you have to do, you have to do something. If you do, then Hashem will put a bracha into your doing. That's this little bit of initiative. We had the story of Elisha Novi. Remember when the woman came crying that I'm a widow and my kids, orphans, and they're going to throw us, if I don't pay the rent, the background, they're going to throw us out into cold. Elisha said, do you have anything in your house? Do you have anything? She said, no, I don't have anything. Something. Do you have a little bit of oil? Yeah, I have a little bit of oil. Bring it. Bring me the oil. She brought him the little bit of oil, and he said, now get as many kalim as you can. Bring me every vessel you have in your house, and go to all your neighbors, and get all their empty barrels and cups and bottles, everything you can. And he started pouring, and he kept pouring until he filled up every single one of those vessels. And she said, now you have enough money to pay all your debts, and your rent for the next couple of years. Have a nice life. Everything's okay. But again, she had to bring that little bit of oil. She had to bring that drop, that is Sarusa de Lasata. V'zeh kol inyan hanesia letzadikim, b'shvil ho'emes. And this is the whole concept of traveling to the tzaddik, for the sake of truth, traveling to the tzaddik. Kedei lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborah, to come close to Hashem. Again, that traveling is that isarusa de lesata, that initiative. I'm showing that I'm doing something. I'm not just staying here and saying, help me. I'm willing to make a move. I'm willing to leave my place and to go to his place, even if it means traveling tens of kilometers or hundreds of kilometers or thousands of kilometers. V'hakoil kifi kavonas halev be'emes. Everything depends on what the person's real intentions are in their heart, how sincere they are. Ki Hashem Yisborach yoidea ho'emes ma kavanosei b'nesiosei. Because Hashem knows what the person's intention is in his traveling. Im b'shvil mamoin v'kovoid v'nitzochayin u'kiyotzei, is the person going to the tzaddik so that the tzaddik should give him write him a big check, so he should have a lot of money so he can build himself a bigger house and buy himself a few fancy cars and he can show off? Is that his reason for going? Is it for that kind of money or kovoid, personal kovoid, self glorification, or is it nitzochayin to be able to show I'm the biggest, I'm the best? Or im b'shvil ho'emes l'Hashem Yisborach, or rather, is the person going to the tzaddik because they're searching for truth? They want to come close to Hashem. Kedei sheyisoyrer mishnosoy ho'atzuma, said I'll be zocher to wake up out of my deep, deep sleep. V'loshu l'Hashem Yisborach, I'll be zocher to return to Hashem to do tshuva. Umi shemechavin b'shvil ho'emes, a person whose intentions are sincere, he's going to the tzaddik for the right purpose, to be zecher to tshuva, to be zecher to become a Jew, a better Jew, Zehu bechinas isarusa de lasata. That's what's called isarusa de lasata. That the person showed initiative. They showed that they want. They want kedusha. They want to come close to Hashem. Vazai, and then afal pisha hesoirus bekatnus moid. Even though the person's effort is minimal, it's a drop, a tiny drop, compared to what that person really needs to be doing. And it's hard for this person to get out of his sleep, his spiritual sleep, just by that one move, just by that one trip that he makes. Still, despite that, Hashem Yisborach Merachim Olav, Hashem has pity on the person. And Hashem brings the person close to a tzaddik like this, a tzaddik of this caliber, sheyesh loy koyach le'oiroi, who has the ability to wake him up, al yedei sipurei maisius hagvoyim hanal, through those that very, very high level sipurei maisius. Ukemavoyer shom mizeh ba'atoyr hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains in Torah Samach and Likutimran, which this halach is based on. V'alkein lo yehoye efshe ba'is yitzias Mitzrayim lo yiru ramay dey sipurim ayishah shol shonim kadmonius. That's why it wasn't possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to wake up the Jews at that time when they were coming out of Egypt using sipurim ayishah shol shonim kadmonius, the higher level of stories. Ki oz hoya koydem matan Torah legamri, because the Torah had not been given to the Jewish people at all yet. V'loy hoya isarusa de lesata. There wasn't just about any isarusa de lesata at all. Rak Hashem Yisborach berachma v'nefloisav sibev shir lehem eze hisoyrus ma'at al yidei ha-mitzvus shemosalem dam pesach v'dam mila. It's just that Hashem gave us a drop, a tiny drop to do. The blood of the Korban Pesach and the blood of the Bris Mila, that there should be something, some microscopic little droplet, you know, of hisoyrus on our part. That's what made it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to stretch it and to wake us up, ulegolam, and to take us out of Egypt. As the Gemara says, Hoyo Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh Oimer, Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh used to say, v'chulu, kemuva b'pirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there. We have to check what this is exactly. Ki be'inyin ho'esarusa de lesato hunefloys chasodov. Rav Nosson Zal says, regarding this concept of isarusa de lesato, the fact that you have to have some effort from down below, some effort on the part of the person to come close to Hashem or to come close to the tzaddik, Rav Nosson Zal says, this is among the most incredible kindnesses of Hashem. Why? Ki be'emes, because the truth is, hakol me'ito yisporach, that everything is from Hashem. Everything we do, even, it's not that we're doing it. Hashem put it into my mind or heart, or Hashem gave me the ability to do it. Afal pikein, and yet despite that, liftor b'loy klum i'efsher. For the person to be released completely from any obligation, that you shouldn't have to do anything and Hashem will do it all for you, or the tzaddik will do it all for you, that can't be. There must be some degree of an awakening or some movement from below on the part of the person. The alkane, and therefore, Oz koyde matan Torah loyhoyo maspik hahisoyrus shelamato kiim loyrom aide sipure maisius bekerif shonim. Before the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai, meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to take us out of Egypt, there wasn't enough juice. There wasn't enough, that's the expression that's used, there wasn't enough isarusa de lesato. There wasn't enough activity from our side to be able to receive anything more than the Sipurei Maisius Bekerev Shonim, the lower level Sipurei Maisius, the Sipurim Isis of more recent years. V'gam zeh hoya bechesed nifla. And that too was still with incredible kindness on the part of Hashem, that he was willing to take the tiny drop of effort on our part and consider that enough to give us this wake-up call using Sipurim Isis from Bekerev Shonim. Because as is brought, the Jews were not worthy of being taken out of exile at that time. We didn't really deserve it. Whereas now, that we've already been zeichet to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, the Chol Yisrael, afilu poishe Yisrael, mekayimim kama mitzvahs, and all Jews, even the worst sinners, fulfill many mitzvahs. K'moy Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, that even the sinners are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is full of pits. Al kein, therefore, yesh koyach b'hatzadikim lasuk imonu. Therefore, there's the tzaddikim have the ability nowadays, lasuk imonu loyreinu b'sipurim ha'isis shel shonim kadmonis k'nal, to work at waking us up and inspiring us using the higher level sipurim ha'isis, the sipurim ha'isis mishonim kadmonis. V'ze b'chinas mitzvas sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. And this will explain also the tremendous mitzvah that we have on the night of Pesach to tell over the story of the Jews going out of Egypt. Shaydeze onu mamshichem olav chas olenu chasodov hamarubim. By doing that, we draw upon ourselves Hashem's major kindness. That we should be zeiche, that Hashem should wake us up now using those higher level sipurei maisis. Notice, by us showing initiative, by us on the night of the Seder telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that prepares us. That's a certain action on our part that helps us to get ready to be worthy of receiving the higher level sipurei maisis. Ki onu misaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim, because we tell over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'zoichrin chasodov she'osim onu, and we remind ourselves, we remember the great kindnesses that Hashem did for us. V'yitzionu mi'Mitzrayim, He took us out of Egypt, al yidei hisoyerus me'at de'me'at kanal, through a tiny, tiny bit of effort on our part. Because we provided very, very little at that time. Kain yagdil chazdo imonu ato. So too, should Hashem give us His great kindness now, sheyu nechshovim me'at hamitzvah yishonu mekayimim ato le'esoyrus malmata, that the little bit of mitzvahs that we're doing now should be considered enough for an esarusa delesato for now. It should be considered, you know, contributing the effort that we have to contribute. Vaideze yo'irareinu mishnosenu alide sipure maisius hashonim hagvoyim hanal, through which Hashem will wake us up out of our sleep using those stories, sipure maisius hashnim. I'm sorry, the second category of sipure maisius hagvoyim, those that are on a very high level, the sipure maisius mishonim kadmonios. Again, we're saying that as a result of our telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder night, which is a story at that time we were only on the level to receive the lower level stories, the stories of Bekerev Shonim, in the zechus of telling over that story and remembering the tremendous kindness that Hashem did for us, in that even though we only contributed so little, Hashem still blew it up and made a, you know, gave us a redemption at that time, that serves as a merit to help us be zeicher that now, today, when we're thousands of years after Matan Torah, when all Jews, even the worst Jews, are doing many mitzvahs, whatever minimal amount we're doing should be considered enough of Isarusa de Lasata for Hashem to give us the schus today to hear those Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios. V'zeh, and this is what the Gemara says, kol hamarbe l'saper b'yitzius Mitzrayim, that a person, sheyarbe l'saper, he'll spend a lot of time and effort telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, ad sheyovo yal yodom lo'ere rachmi Hashem Yisborach, to the point where as a result of his telling over the story, he'll turn on Hashem's kindness, sheyorelonu hisoyrus misipurei maizis hagvoyim kanal, that Hashem should start beaming down upon us light that comes from those other sipurei maizis, the sipurei maizis mishon kadmonios, the higher ones, sheheim meluboshim v'ne'elomim besipur yitzias Mitzrayim, whereby those higher level stories are hidden in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, behelam godel, in a very hidden way, in a very deep way. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, heim shoyresh hakoilanal, as we learned earlier, those higher level stories, those sipurei maisim shem kanois, they come from Bina, they come from Keser Atik, they come from the highest places, and they're the source of the Torah. They're the source of all these later Sipurei Maaseis. Ad sheyiskal yidei zeh lahargish niflois Hashem v'chasodov ato gamato, to the point where the person will be zoicha through this to feel Hashem's incredible kindness now also, sheoisek lo'irareinu mishnaseinu, that Hashem is involved in trying to wake us up from our sleep, al yidei sipurei maaseis hagvoyim shel shonim kadmonios, through these stories that come from the highest place, those that higher level story. So the Gemara says, a person who does this, hareze meshubach, that person is praiseworthy. The word meshubach means praiseworthy. And the Arizal says, the Isa Biksovim, the Arizal says, Hareze Meshubach Bachasodim. That person will be showered with kindness of Hashem. That's how he interprets those words, Hareze Meshubach. The Gemara, the wording of the Gemara is that a person who gives a lot, who spends a lot of time and effort telling over the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that person is Meshubach, that person is praiseworthy. The Arizal says, that person is praiseworthy with chasodim. Hashem will shower that person with a lot of chesed. What's the lot of chesed? Rav Nosson Zal says, vadai, definitely, bechinas virav chesed. This is referring to one of the 13 attributes of Hashem's kindness, which is called virav chesed. Kael, rachum, vechanan, erech, apayim, virav chesed. Virav chesed is one of those 13. Sheheim bechinas sipurei maaseis shel shonim kadmonios. That term, verav chesed, is related to those stories of shonim kadmonios. Sheheim bechinas verav chesed. They're also coming from that same location, Atik, Keser, Bina, which is all referred to as this verav chesed, the highest levels of kindness. Shaydei zeh yesh tikvo lakoil, through which, if we're able to tap into there, if we're able to receive from such a high place, from the place where these stories of Shanu Kadmonius come from this Virav Chesed, then there's hope for everybody. Once we're able to go up that high, and Rav Nosson Zal explained to us in this paragraph that one of the ways that we do it, and one of the times that we do it is on the night of Pesach. When we have this mitzvah, this tremendous mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, whereby Rav Nosson Zal said that even though the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim is basically one of the lower level stories, it's a story of Bekerev Shonim, still, by telling that story and getting into it, and thereby reminding ourselves of the great kindness of Hashem and making mention of that, that's the lighter fluid to get Hashem to turn on those other stories, to turn on the Sipurei Maaseis Mishonim Kadmonios, which are also found inside the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, just in a very, very hidden form. And again, by us putting in our effort in fulfilling the mitzvah of the Torah the way it's written. How? Telling my wife and children and myself all about the great wonders of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that starts off this chain reaction, where it gets Hashem to flick the switch on those higher level stories and generate a flow from there, where Hashem sends down a light to us coming from there, which is this Bechina Verav Chesed. And that's why the Gemara says there that if you do this, Hareze Meshubach, you're praiseworthy. The Arizal says, Hareze Meshubach Bechasodim, you receive a flow of major kindness, majorly kindness. That majorly kindness is coming from the Sipurei Maisius of Shonim Katmoinios, as a result of you telling over this story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on that special night, the night of Pesach.